Lois Ark. But right now, it's time for me to say goodbye and say so long to our San Diego middays, and I'll see you tomorrow at 9:30 when we kick it off with In Touch and Dr. Charles Stanley. So have a very blessed rest of your afternoon and evening, and stay tuned because coming up next, the local, national, and heavenly talk of the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Here's Tom Cantor, a Jewish born-again Christian and Bible teacher on Friendship with God.
My partner made this very, very offensive, crude comment that as a Christian I felt terrible about. And I thought of this verse, and I thought of these five questions from 2 Corinthians 6. And I asked myself about my partner. First question, what fellowship? Second question, what communion? Third question, what concord? Fourth question, what part? Fifth question, what agreement? And I asked God to get me out of this unequal yoke. And well, the business didn't have any sales, and it didn't have any prospect to sales, and it went on for another year to have no sales. So after 3 months, my partner got offered a professorship at a university where he still is, and he left. And I bought him out for $67.50. It's a huge sacrifice. And I felt as though the business had been redeemed.
Listen to Tom Cantor Monday through Friday at 4:30 and 7 p.m. on K-Praise or go to friendshipwithgod.org.
This is AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, a service of Salem Media Group.
KPRZ San Marcos, Poway, San Diego.
Thank you for supporting our ministry partners and advertisers.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, condemning the innocent. Ooh. And take a closer look. I'll have to see how those are connected. You owe more, so therefore, and we're going to wind it down with, even if you think you're right.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, we'll do that next hour. Entertainment and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by for SRN News.
Every time you say you love me.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Charlottesville police are commenting on riots that took place in the college town that escalated into the rundown by a car of a Charlottesville woman who was killed as a result. Charlottesville Police Chief Al Thomas says angry confrontations happened throughout the weekend.
Throughout the entire weekend, the Virginia State Police, Charlottesville Police Department, intervened to break up fights and altercations among those in attendance at the rally site. This began on Friday night and continued through Sunday.
President Trump says those who commit violence in the name of bigotry strike at the heart of America.
Racism is evil, and those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans.
Meanwhile, the driver of the car that ran down the crowd has been denied bail by a judge. 20-year-old James Alex Fields Jr. is charged with second-degree murder in the killing of 32-year-old Heather Heyer. Google is canceling the registration of neo-Nazi website The Daily Stormer for violating its terms of service after it posted an article mocking Ms. Heyer, who was run over and killed protesting the rally in Virginia. The site was briefly down Monday following a move by registration company GoDaddy to also cancel the site's domain name. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Joe Dunford says the United States wants to peacefully resolve the standoff with North Korea.
There's two things that we're clear about. One, our responsibility to defend against an attack, and two, our requirement to make sure that we have a decisive response in the event of an attack.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 135 points to 21,993. The NASDAQ rose 84. The S&P advanced 24. This is SRN News.
AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
From Washington, D.C., it's the Cal Thomas Commentary. And now here is America's number one syndicated columnist, Cal Thomas.
It's mid-August, and most people who can afford it or have the vacation time have fled big cities for cooler climates, except many of the cooler climates to which they fled have about the same temperatures as the places they've left. Here in Washington, we usually experience the three H's this time of year: hazy, hot, and humid. Temperatures are normally in the mid to upper 90s with a heat index over 100 degrees. Not this year. Temperatures are in the high 70s and low 80s, and the humidity is also lower than normal. Meanwhile, we continue to get the climate change scare from the left. It was just revealed temperature figures in Australia were manipulated to fit the climate change political agenda, and this hasn't happened for the first time. Over the centuries, climate has changed. Temperatures go up and down. There are fierce storms and calm winds. God has built a wonderful cleansing system into the earth he made. The climate change cult is about more government control over our lives with no effect on the weather. If you live in cool parts of the country that used to be hot this time of year, enjoy. I'm Cal Thomas in Washington.
For a free copy of today's commentary and other information, visit calthomas.com or send a written request mentioning the date and subject to Values Through Media, Post Office Box 7065, Arlington, Virginia 22207. Tax-deductible gifts support these commentaries and are appreciated. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Is this you? Is this you?
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Glad you can join us. Got a lot of stuff we want to cover. Let's start by giving acknowledgement where acknowledgement is due. We're going to be talking about, right now, Whitefields and our good friend Steve Wheeler. Now, why does Steve deserve the pat on the back? Well, anybody that spends their life taking the gospel to the farthest places of the earth, anybody that spends their life trying to support pastors in rural places by giving them financial, inspirational, and educational support, anybody that goes into a village where they don't have clean drinking water and helps them establish a clean drinking water system for nothing, that person deserves a pat on the back. Also, I think it's worthy to say that they deserve our prayers because they're a part of the gospel advancement, and we want that to be taking place, spreading the gospel to the ends of the earth. There are just some places that you and I may not go That's what Whitefields Ministries is all about, supporting those far-out churches. I'm not talking about a church that's, you know, it's only, 10 minutes from the city. This is 15 or 20 miles from a road. You understand the difference? This is a church that has leaves and tin as their roof in their building, rocks as their seats. You getting the picture? Good. Whitefields.org is the website. Whitefields.org. And what Steve would ask, by the way, he's going to be here on Wednesday. What Steve would ask is that if before you do anything else, even consider giving or anything like that, please keep them in prayer. That's what they want more than anything else. They want the partnership and the obedience on their part towards the Lord before they want anything else. Whitefields.org is where you want to go. I can give you the phone number. And for those of you that need it, here it is, 760-846-8610. But what's cool is if you go on the website, you get to see the videos, the pictures, all the stories, all the projects. That's where you really get a handle on it. Looking at your phone probably won't tell you much about the ministry. Looking at their website probably will. Okay. All right, next, we're going to get ready with our E. coli, termite, and pest control. What's Bugging Me segment. It's What's Bugging Me, brought to you by E. coli Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. E. coli termite.com. 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Okay. It's almost perfect. All right, here we go. Here is what is bugging me. It happened this weekend. My wife and I have been, as you know, for almost 5 years, I've been trying to eat better. You know how that's going? Same as it's going for you. So we get to the weekend. It's Friday, and we do really good. We don't do, you know how you're supposed to get a cheat meal when you're doing like you're eating good? So we don't do a cheat meal on Friday. So then we decide to do one on Saturday instead, right? Okay, cool. So we're not going to do a cheat meal on Friday. We're going to do one on Saturday. We do it on Saturday, and guess what? Did you ever get to a point where you're in the day and you don't really care what you eat? It's like, well, whatever. I don't even care what it is. Bologna sandwich, I could care less. So instead of going with that and then just eating something healthy, we ended up where she ran up to a fast food. And then after we ate it, we were like, bleh. And it was like, you know what? I probably should have had bread and water because it would have given me at least the same feeling for a lot less money. What's bugging me is how poorly I choose when it doesn't matter. And I don't care. If I'm craving something, that's one thing. This is just me making a lousy choice. Thank you very much. I know I'm the only one that does it. You can just keep praying for me. Let's get into our first DDD, devotional diamond of the day. It has to do with condemning the innocent. Condemning the innocent. Matthew chapter 12, verse 1 through 7 says this. At that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and began to pick some heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, "Look, your disciples are doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath." He answered, "Haven't you read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? He entered the house of God, and he and his companions ate the consecrated bread, which was not lawful for them to do, but only for the priests. Or haven't you read in the law that the priests on the Sabbath duty in the temple desecrate the Sabbath, and yet are innocent? I tell you that something greater than the temple is here, and if you had known what these words mean, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice,' you would have not condemned the innocent." So this is a wonderfully, powerfully illustrated moment where the Pharisees are mad at Jesus' disciples because they were picking food, heads of grain, to eat them because they were hungry. And this is a point where the stickiness to the law had become too legalistic. And they were like, they can't eat. They've got to obey the Sabbath. And Jesus, being the kind and merciful teacher he was pretty much illustrating, well, if they don't eat, they're going to die and there won't be a Sabbath to honor. So that doesn't really work. And so when Jesus is confronting them, what you find out is that the Pharisees are being legalistic and they're accusing. Now, if you've ever been accused of anything, or if anybody's ever accused you of something, whether it's in a relationship or in a church, if it's at work, if it's anywhere you've gone and somebody accuses you, it's like it is not a great place to be on the receiving end of an accusation. Have you noticed that when people accuse you, the first thing it's either that fight or flight kind of mentality. You either want to defend yourself brutally or you want to just run away from the situation. It's pretty normal. That's not abnormal. But you have to keep in mind what the connections are, because what we find out is that when we are on the accusing end of things, we could be condemning the innocent in the eyes of God. It might be in our eyes, it might seem righteous because we're trying to keep the law and do what the word says. But in the mind and heart of God, it might not fall out that exact same way. And it's worth noting that Satan means accuser. And you're thinking, well, wait. Are you trying to say, Dave, that, you know, sometimes when people are accusing one another that there could be a satanic component? Yes. That is exactly what I'm saying. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. One of the things that the Holy Spirit communicates to us through the Word is that there is a warfare taking place. And there is a lot greater, spiritual component to these than we would think on the surface. And one of the things that Paul wants us to be aware of is, hey, not every confrontation, not every struggle, not every moment that you are accused or in the process of a back and forth, not every moment is that just flesh and blood. Sometimes there's a spiritual component to the accusation. And so Jesus, in his response to the Pharisees, who, by the way, were a lot better at understanding the law than you and I are, they spent their lives trying to make sure it was exactly right, ended up going so far into a legalistic approach to the law that they couldn't see the spirit of the law. They couldn't see what the intent was. They couldn't see what God was trying to communicate. And they're trying to defend the Sabbath, and by trying to defend the Sabbath, and by the way, God never needs defense from any of us, by trying to defend the Sabbath, they ended up accusing innocent people. And you think, but, you know, in reality, didn't the disciples break the law? Yeah, but that law that was in that position was not as important as the disciples. For the law is not going to be effective if there are no people for it to connect to. So the mindset here is to understand that we don't want to be condemning the innocent, but we certainly want to be remembering that there is invisible properties taking place. Not every fight you've ever had with others or yourself is just flesh and blood. Sometimes there's a spiritual component behind it. Be aware that Satan means accuser. We're going to take a short break and come back and build upon that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. So much younger than today.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
The godly are as bold as a lion. Really? That's what it says in the Bible, in the book of Proverbs. But if that's true, why don't we take more opportunities to talk to people about Jesus? Here's Will Graham.
Because so many don't believe evangelism works anymore, and so they don't want to share the gospel.
Billy Graham's grandson travels around the world sharing the love of Jesus Christ. And he's learned that people everywhere need to know about that love, need to know that Jesus wants to forgive their sins.
Preach the gospel and people respond. They're hungry. They've never heard this before. Even when it's the darkest, a little bit of light shines a long way.
There are people all around you who need the light of Jesus. Will you share it with them?
They do respond. There is a God. There is hope and salvation in the person and the work of Jesus.
We can tell you more at BillyGrahamRadio.org. Click on Grow Your Faith. That's BillyGrahamRadio.org.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
All right, it's David James. My friend Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola, is here. And Sue, you were just telling me that allergies and termites have something in common?
Dave, if you have a problem with termites in your home, but also suffer from allergies and chemical sensitivity, we offer an array of termite control services that will be able to solve your problem without putting your health at risk. Our Ecola heat process uses extreme heat instead of chemicals to kill and remove termites and any other pests that may be infesting your home.
Yes, and you were telling me about the awesome electrogun treatments. It sends electricity through the wood, and you use it as part of your termite control services?
They're very effective. So if you are concerned with your health and are sensitive to chemicals, know that we have an array of options for termite control.
Don't sacrifice your health or the health of your home. Call Ecola Termite Pest Control Services now. 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS or termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. Alrighty, let's talk about this segment. This segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasool. I don't know if you've noticed or not, but Sam is also promoting the weather that we're doing on the show. It's kind of nice. Here's the bottom line. If you're thinking real estate and you're just not sure, get in touch with Sam. Wait, if you're thinking real estate and you're absolutely sure, get in touch with Sam. If you're thinking real estate and you're kind of sure, but not absolutely sure, but a little bit sure, but mostly sure, but not fully sure, get in touch with Sam. ThinkSam.com. Think Sam. Think. T-H-I-N-K. Think, Dave. Think. Sam. Like Uncle Sam. ThinkSam.com. ThinkSam.com is their website. It's the how you get in touch with them. Best way to get in touch with them. You can also call Sam at 858-7801-SAM, 858-7801-SAM. Doesn't matter if you're thinking 2 years down the road or 2 months down the road or 2 weeks down the road. Touch base with somebody who knows not just the market, but what's the good and the bad and how to look at it the best possible way. Get in touch with him. He wears his phone surgically attached to his head. He also checks his website every 3 or 4 minutes or something like that. I think it just buzzes him on his phone, which then buzzes his head, and his head just rattles back and forth, which explains a lot while he's driving down the road and why his head is bouncing back and forth. But that's a separate issue. I would tell you, if it's not for you and for somebody else, then what we would say to you here is send them to Sam. Oh, just send them to Sam. Send them over. ThinkSam.com. All right, two things to tell you, then we'll get into the rest of our DDD material. The K-Praise app. So I got in trouble last week. I told you this already. I got in trouble because we had a $55 million price tag on our app, and then I got in trouble for that, so I had to say it's free. And then I put a $100 million price tag on and got in trouble for that, and then I got a $155 million price tag for it. So I'm just supposed to say the entire week, it's free if you want the app. But If you want to donate to the, Dave would like you to put that money in his trust fund account, then you can still put the $155 million in the account, and I'll get you a second app, and I won't charge you. It's just entirely up to you. KPRZ in your app store, great way to go about it. Simple stuff. Thank you very much. Do not forget, please, about Abounding Grace, who was on before our show and after our show with Pastor Chris Gordon. Why? Because we need somebody to cover both sides of somebody like me. That's why. Pretty simple stuff. They're on at 1:30 and at 4 o'clock, and they're doing an excellent job. And I put in an email today to Chris, and Chris Gordon's going to get back to me, and we're going to have him on the show, and he's going to do a little co-hosting with me. How fun is that? I think it'll be a blast. We get along great. People are like, well, you guys have different theologies. You know, the difference in theologies between all of these groups is like in the point percentage, like 0.1, 0.8. I mean, it's not, you know, well, we might dress differently, and we might see something differently eschatologically. But there's 10 million other items. And in those things, we are highly united, just as a reference point. Let's get into our second stage or second phase of our DDD. The first one, we were talking about condemning the innocent. This one, we're saying, take a closer look. And I'll say this right now. I am not saying anything to you that has any bearing on your life. If you hear this and the Holy Spirit's going, hey, 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 that's between you and God. That's got nothing to do with me. Okay, I don't, there's nothing I speak. He's so anointed. You ever heard that expression? He's so anointed. You know, the person really is not anointed. Well, Jesus was anointed, but the person is not necessarily anointed. But God takes what is heard in between the mouth of the speaker and the ear of the listener, does something with it. That's what you got to be aware of. All right, so let's take a closer look, because we did talk about that sometimes accusations and this condemning the innocent is not necessarily just a fleshly thing, although it is fleshly. There's division. Galatians chapter 5 tells us that division is a fruit of the flesh, not of the spirit. So if you're a divisive person, well, you're pretty fleshly. That's just the bottom line. There's no getting out of that. But let's understand when we were mentioning that there is a darker, a spiritual component to this. When we were talking about Ephesians, let's go a little further and examine that. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 through 11. Anyone you forgive, I also forgive. And what I have forgiven, if there was anything to forgive, I have forgiven in the sight of Christ for your sake, in order that Satan might not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his schemes. So Paul is making reference. He had mentioned somebody about extending forgiveness, challenging them because they had done wrong, and then extending forgiveness in their repentance process. But one of the things he brings up in here is a very particular strategy in regards to extending forgiveness to people. And this is why I'm calling this take a closer look. Because there are times where people will do something to you, or even you will do something to somebody else, or even you will do something and you know you've done wrong. And the enemy tries to get in there, and what's the best word you can say when the enemy's involved? He tries to muck it up. He tries to make everything muddy and polluted and goofy and weird. And what he wants to do is get you and I out of the mindset of extending forgiveness. You know, if somebody did you wrong and you're not willing to extend forgiveness, is that Christ-like or Satan-like? Let's just answer that. It's just straight out. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be alert and sober-minded. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Well, how does he devour us? By getting us stuck in unforgiveness. That's how he does it. Because unforgiveness leads to anger and bitterness and all this stuff, and it's like, blah. And the enemy, as we're told in 2 Corinthians 2, the enemy, that's one of his schemes. You know what a scheme is? It's a plan to commit evil. One of the plans to commit evil for Satan is to get you and I locked up in unforgiveness. Did somebody do something to you in your family or in a relationship and you can't forgive them? That should be examined. Did somebody do something to you in church and you're just like, I will never talk to that person again? Even though when they looked at you funny, it might have been that they had gas and had nothing to do with you. I'm trying to make a point. And the point is that people are so fixated on how it comes towards them that there's no general forgiveness extended. And people can stay so angry that it becomes a root of bitterness. Ephesians 4, 26 and 27. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold. The devil gets a foothold when we hold on to anger because we will not operate in forgiveness. How do you think God thinks about that? What do you think the Lord thinks when we won't extend forgiveness because we're angry, and by both of those methods, we give the devil a foothold and we operate in his schematic? How do you think God feels about that? That's the funniest thing, because when we come back, we're going to look exactly at what Jesus said about that and see where we fit on that scale. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Smiling and shaking, I'll be dancing
and breaking. The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Have you seen someone who was destined to change the world? Have you looked in the mirror? San Diego Christian College will educate and inspire you through the truth of Scripture and the development of skills that will prepare you to impact the world. It sounds like a life well lived, and it can be your life if you take the right path. San Diego Christian College is here to help you become culturally and globally involved with personalized one-on-one attention in a Christ-centered, affordable, and convenient setting. You've been wanting to do something meaningful with your life. San Diego Christian College will help. From Christian ministry to business to teaching. From a bachelor's degree in business management to a master's of science in business. San Diego Christian College will help you succeed with affordable and convenient classes both on campus and online. Get your degree on your schedule. San Diego Christian College in Santee near the Trolley Center and online at sdcc.edu. Truth, purpose, impact. San Diego Christian College.
Jesus Christ was revealed in the flesh and was vindicated in the spirit. Hello, I'm Chuck Swindoll. This wonderful verse, 1 Timothy 3:16, reads, "He who was revealed in the flesh was vindicated in the spirit, beheld by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory." Remember that first phrase? Did you catch it? He who was revealed in the flesh. The very first truth declared here is that God came in flesh. God came in the form of a little baby in Bethlehem's manger. He put flesh around his person, and he did it all for love.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
It wasn't always easy, and I think especially as a young mom, I would look around and try to compare myself to other moms out there and say, what are they doing?
This is Focus on the Family Minute, and Tricia Goyer recounts falling into the comparison trap as a young mom.
Oh, she has her kids in sports, and she has her kids in activities, and so really, I think that comparison thing gets us off track because we're trying to see what everyone else is doing instead of keeping our focus on Jesus and what he wants for us. And I remember clearly a time in my life where I was overwhelmed and exhausted and just going 100 different directions, and it was actually my husband leading me and sitting down and saying, we need to take a look at our schedule. And we did. We wrote everything out, and we really started to categorize what things are eternal and important and what things are things that I'm doing just because I'm trying to compare myself to other people.
Zero in on the eternal things to free yourself from the comparison trap. More from Tricia at FamilyMinute.org.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We are diving deep into the concept of forgiveness and anger, condemning the innocent, taking a closer look at seeing where some of the origin or some of the continuation of our lack of forgiveness comes from. Before we get into that, a couple things I want to say before we take the next step. One, our 12th annual Pastor's Appreciation Lunch going to be taking place October 5th at City View Church. Well, they call him a keynote speaker or a special speaker, but the dude that's going to talk is Dr. Robert Jeffress. Here's the bottom line. Dr. Jeffress, many of you know, did an endorsement for the book I wrote. Plus, him and I have had about 12 get-togethers, and I've actually had the opportunity to talk to him, you know, apart or away from the station. And just a great guy who has a very, very strong biblical mindset. I like that. And he's going to be sharing with everybody. He's done it before since I've been here. It was fantastic. And I anticipate nothing less. Here's the problem. The problem is for all the people that are listening. Last time we filled up, and this time we're going to fill up again. And if you don't get coordinated to get to the pastor's lunch, you will not be able to go in because we cannot go over like we did last time. Cannot. Too much. So I encourage you to go to kprz.com and register, or, you know, miss it. What is that expression? If you snooze, you lose. I mean, this is it. It's going to be much more limited in the sense that we can't do as much as we did before. It's pretty expensive, I'll tell you that. Last thing, Experience Israel Tour. I think at the end of this month or the middle part of next month is the last opportunity you have to financially connect to that. We encourage you to go to experienceisraeltour.com. If you want to see the wonders of the Bible coming to life before your eyes over a 9-day period, it's presented by Genesis Tours, who does a fantastic job on bringing people to Israel because of Reuven Doran, who lives in Israel, who's a believer, takes people all around, very coordinated, very in-depth. We encourage you, once again, go to experienceisraeltour.com. If you have any problems connecting, call the station, and we will get you connected. Definitely worthwhile. We've had the opportunity to interview some of the people that went and came back, and every one of those interviews has been positive. All right, let's get into the remainder of what we've been talking about. We started off in this hour talking about condemning the innocent. It's something that people do when they're a little legalistic, not just necessarily legalistic Christian-wise. But if you haven't noticed, people who are just overly legalistic condemn people all the time. It doesn't necessitate scripture for somebody to be legalistic. It just necessitates a specific set of rules or a specific set of mindsets. And if it's breached, then they go lose their mind. Then we talked about the importance for us to do an examination, a closer look, because sometimes those moments of us holding on to anger and not forgiving people, sometimes that has to do with something more spiritual working alongside of our flesh. And we ought to know that, especially because it is Satan who is called the accuser of the brethren. And so we should be aware of those kind of things that are taking place. And one of the things that we closed out last segment was talking about what would the mindset of God be in regards to you and I not extending forgiveness? What would the mindset of God be in regards to you and I hanging on to anger, giving the devil a foothold, and not, you know, taking the biblical truth of our tactics that need to be used against Satan and that he's using against us, as scripture reveals it. So let's at least look at the mind of God in this process regarding forgiveness. Matthew chapter 18, verse 21. through 35. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times? Jesus answered, I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Some translations say 70 times seven. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. At this, the servant fell on his knees before him. Be patient with me, he begged, and I will pay back everything. The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. Pay back what you owe, he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, be patient with me, and I will pay it back. But he refused, and instead he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay off the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were outraged, and they went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. You wicked servant. I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant? Just as I had on you. In his anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he can pay back all he owed. All he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart. Now, you want to know how God feels? Well, there you go. Well, what does that mean, Dave? Well, first of all, when the disciples said, how many times should I forgive? Seven times. Let's understand what's going on because a lot of people miss this. The rabbis, rabbinical teachers of the day, used to teach that you would forgive three times, five if it was exceptional or family. So Peter thought he was being nice. What do we forgive him, like seven times? You know, because, you know, Jesus is a merciful guy. It's like, oh, we go all the way up to seven? Jesus is like going, okay, 77 times, or seven times 70, which would be 490. If you're adding or trying to figure out 77 times divided by this much time, or 490 times divided by this much time, you have missed the point of Jesus's teaching. It's not 77 or 490. That's missing the point. And also, you can know the difference on that financial thing. Those 10,000 bags of gold compared to the 100 bags of silver. Now, I've heard a bunch of different things on this, but let's do as good of an illustration as we can. It's about $15 million versus $1,500. So if you can kind of get that, you know, you're talking about of a percent of a percent of a percent, right? And what happens is the Lord says to you and me, not to anybody else, the Lord says to us, okay, number one, I canceled your debt, and your debt's enormous. So whatever this person owes you, it's itty bitty teeny weeny. And you are not going to forgive them after I forgive you? Bad call. That's just all there is to it. It's like, ooh. And then Jesus says something else, because you and I both know, or we all know, I shouldn't say both know, that Christians do this all the time. Ready? Well, I forgive them. You ever heard that expression? Well, I forgive them. Here's what Jesus said. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart. Which means you can't just say, I forgive him. You go, I forgive him. Because saying it does not mean you mean it. And Jesus doesn't give us any room at all. You either mean it or the Father is going to deal with you. Like, what? You and I owe more. So, if we can't extend that little, why should God give us that more? You see? A key principle for living is for us to understand that God forgave you and I 15 million, and for us to forgive somebody 1,500, come on, right? I mean, just think about that. We are dishonoring the mercy that God has thrown upon us. We're telling God, we'll pay it back. And you know what God does? Nope, you'll never pay it back. I wipe it out. And then we turn around to somebody else and say, pay it back. And they say, have mercy. And we go, no deal. Pay it back. Pay it back right now. That not only does not impress God, that disappoints God. And we can't afford to be doing that. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then we'll do the final round in this. Don't go anywhere.
In my heart, there are tears. So I come to you, my friend. And now I'm asking you again.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Hi, this is Sue Freeze of Ecola Termite and Pest Control, but you can call me the Termite Lady.
And I'm Tyson Freeze, Sue's son and manager at Ecola. Mom, I know how much you love providing true value for our customers' homes, and I'm proud to announce that we are now providing tap insulation.
Talk about value. You're right, Tyson. Now Ecola can offer pest control that basically pays for itself with 20 to 30% energy savings. Tap is a recycled paper product that kills pests while reducing energy bills, providing a warmer home in the winter and a cooler home in the summer. Ask about tap insulation by calling 877-332-BUGS. That's 877-332-BUGS.
Tap is an absolute no-brainer and a real value for anyone who wants to eliminate insects in their home while lowering utility bills.
That's why you should call Ecola Termite and Pest Control today, 877-332-BUGS, or online at termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
877-332-BUGS or termitelady.com.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
This is John MacArthur with another edition of Portraits of Grace. What brings you joy? The psalmist said this about the source of joy: how blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does he prospers. Well, the psalmist knew that true joy and happiness and success come from knowing God and abiding in His Word. I pray you'll make God's Word the focus of your life at all times. This is John MacArthur, looking forward to bringing you more Portraits of Grace.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You want to reach the show, davidspoon@kprz.com is an excellent way to do that. Again, and we've told you this probably, you know, 1,000 times, if you want to stand outside your house and wave at us down here at the station and go, "Hey, Ebert," that's fine. But I'm not going to reply to that because I can't hear you. If you do want to reach us, though, davidspoon@kprz.com is an excellent way to do that. And we encourage that. Also, I've been doing a reread on my own book. I've now read the book like 5-6 times. And I will encourage you, I'm going to be a little more bold about this. If you are a person that has gone through spiritual abuse, did you hear that? Spiritual abuse in some way, shape, or form, you got to go to hisappointment.com. I'm even considering going through and breaking the book up into smaller sections because even me, I mean, I like to read and get into some of the, it's deep and long and so on and so forth. But I encourage you to check it out. We're not making any money on it, but I'm telling you, it's helpful for people who have been hurt in church situations and in life, just in life itself, when you're just not sure what the Lord is doing or what he's allowing. It kind of gives you maybe it gives you a little bit of a map to kind of see. So I just encourage you to go there. You can either go to hisappointment.com or churchdisappointment.com, or you can go to Amazon, type in David Spoon. Again, we got, from all the money we've made, we put like $5,000 into it, and we've probably gotten back nothing because we take all the profits and put them into buying books and giving them to people who can't afford them. So if you want to know how much we're making off of it, zero. That doesn't mean I'm not writing it off. Just saying. Okay, so we've been talking about the process of accusations, condemning the innocent, and then also recognizing that sometimes there's a component to that that is fleshly. That is, you know, we're just kind of like fleshly people. But there's another component that has spiritual attachment to it, which is why Satan is called the accuser of the brethren. That's what his name means, accuser. So we went into 2 Corinthians 2:10 through 11 to see that one of his schemes is to keep us locked up in an unforgiving heart and an unforgiving spirit, which completely separates us from God, because God wants us to have a forgiving attitude, a forgiving spirit on a regular basis. In fact, we are even aware that in Ephesians, as forgiveness is being discussed, and the foothold for the devil is being discussed, that when we hang on to anger too long, that it creates an opening or a stepping stone for Satan into our own lives. And then we kind of wound it down by saying, look, the basic principle of living is that God has forgiven you a bazillion, and you have to give people a little itty-bitty. And you can't do that. You can't sit there and say, I'll take God's bazillion forgiveness, but not extend the itty-bitty. It doesn't work. Well, they really hurt me. Well, you really hurt God. So you want to, I mean, if you want to sit there and compare, you told the creator of the universe no about 10,000 times. Okay, so how do you think that should go? If you got what you deserved, you wouldn't be listening to this. That's for sure. So let's make sure we understand the truths of the scripture that guide us, that empower us. Because even if you think you're right, that doesn't necessitate how you respond. Do you think Jesus ever thought he was wrong when he was having arguments? Yet Jesus forgave those people. Uh-oh. But Dave, they didn't tell me, you're right, I'm wrong. They didn't tell Jesus, you're right, I'm wrong. But Jesus still extended forgiveness. Colossians chapter 3, verse 13, bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. Ouch. Wait, so even if we're right, we have to forgive? If you only forgave people who came to you and acknowledged how great you are,
That's not really forgiveness, is it? That's not really what it's about, is it? If you have a grievance with somebody and you want to set it straight, that is in the prerogative, that is in the realm of Christian living. If you hold that against them and won't forgive them, that is outside Christian principle. How are you supposed to love your enemies, but what, you're not going to love your brothers? It's kind of weird. How is it that somebody can cut you off on the road and you get really mad, but then you say, all right, when he puts up his hand or she puts up her hand, you're like, okay, all right, fine, cool, I got it. But if you go home and somebody does something wrong, you hold on to it for a week. Ow! I know, hitting close to home. James 2:13. Because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Ooh. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Because judgment will not be shown. Well, because judgment without mercy will be shown to anybody who has not been merciful. In other words, you're going to get judgment. You're not going to get mercy. That's bad if we're not being merciful. And God is telling us in principle, mercy's greater. Use mercy, which is what God uses with us. Because if he didn't, we'd be dead, period. You know all those people on television that sit there and mock God? If God wasn't merciful, they'd have been vaporized. Hey, guess what? You're one of them. You're not the person on TV, but you too have done enough to be vaporized. There you are, right? Mercy triumphs over judgment. Let's operate in the principle of forgiveness, even when it's hard to do, because that's called love. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You're going to take a short break. You'll hear Marty. Then we'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Here's the word on wealth, a retirement update from five-star wealth manager, certified financial planner Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Greetings, friends. Welcome to this edition of The Word on Wealth. Marty Schneider here, live and local. You know, many people are aware of the early penalties that may be involved if you draw on your retirement funds. And for many people, they're also aware that age 59 and a half is sort of that magic age where if you take out funds prior to that, you're going to have the taxes and a premature distribution charge of 10% to the feds and 2.5% to the state of California. However, there are some exclusions and exceptions to that age 59 and a half rule. Had a conversation with somebody in my office just this morning that is a 58-year-old lady that recently left the employment of her company. It's a big company here in the San Diego area. She's been there many years, and she has a very sizable 401k plan. One of the exceptions to the age 59 and a half rule is that if you are separated from service and you're age 55 or older, and you have a 401k plan from your prior employer, you can withdraw those funds penalty-free. Now, they're taxable. You can't avoid that. But here's a clear case where this particular lady is looking to get reemployed, and she's job hunting, and she may need to tap into some funds to sustain herself while she's in the job hunting capacity. So she was unaware that she could tap this 401k plan at age 55 or later, as long as she separated from service after the age of 50.